AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. As the death toll grows for both Palestinians and Israelis, a Hamas official today rejects the idea of another temporary ceasefire in exchange for the release of more hostages, calling for a permanent halt to the military action. The White House is reporting that an American-Israeli woman believed to have been taken hostage by Hamas was actually killed during the October 7th attack at her kibbutz. Officials now say 70-year-old Judith Weinstein did not survive that day, nor did her husband, 73-year-old Gad Haggai. They were both thought to be among the captives because militants took their bodies along with the hostages taken alive. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley spent the day defending herself after a flap over her comments, or lack thereof, surrounding slavery.
In New Hampshire,
what was the cause of the United States Civil War?
The ex-South Carolina governor never mentioned slavery.
It always comes down to the role of government.
The first black woman to chair South Carolina's Democratic Party says Haley's response was vile but unsurprising. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
New voting maps in Georgia have been approved by a judge, but critics say they were drawn to protect a Republican majority. The world population has grown. New census figures show there are 8 billion people on this earth. In the U.S., we've seen a 0.5% population increase to 335.8 million. It may feel like every one of them is on the road or at the airport today, our Rita Foley reports. This is expected to be the heaviest holiday travel day this week.
AAA says the best time to travel is before noon. The worst time is between 2 in the afternoon and 8 in the evening.
Stocks ended the day mixed. The Dow gained about 53 points. The NASDAQ ended lower. This is AP News. Climate change is wiping out a number of native trees in the Pacific Northwest, but researchers are testing out what is called assisted migration to preserve them.
Experts are turning to a climate adaptation strategy to help trees move to more favorable ecosystems faster than usual. Oxbow Farms and Conservation Center's Conservation Program Manager Matt Disler says
tree species do migrate on their own.
The practice is necessary because
historical data on those transitions is not fast enough to keep up with the projected climate changes in the next 100 years.
I'm Tiffany Wong.
If you received a BlendJet portable blender for a holiday gift, don't use it. Government safety regulators say there's a recall because the blenders can overheat and catch fire, and also their blades can break off during use. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.